Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I'm not going to mess with you this evening. It's good to be back. First, I want to say I thank the good Lord for allowing us another opportunity to come here. And it's always an opportunity in life in and of itself to realize that you're not in this world alone. And if you're not careful, you manage to miss some of the obvious signs that God showed you that you're alive and he's taking care of you. You know, again, it is imperative. I can't say how important it is to know that God is alive and he's moving in your corner. You on this side of the dirt. You made it. And I say that because I was sitting there thinking about John and Bonnie with what you were saying. That you don't know. We don't never know. We don't ever know. You know, I left the house with the intent that I'm going to come back home. And it fell right in line with my message for tonight. My message is about faith. And I was thinking on the way down here, you know, that's such a redundant class. But you really and truly don't get in contact to faith until situations or problems come to you. Then you start to wonder, you know, maybe your faith ain't where you thought it was, you know, about things. Anyway, let me go get started. I thank God for allowing all of us to be here. I thank the Albemarle Church of Christ and the leadership. It's a wonderful place to be. I can say this is my church home. I can say this. I believe that. Whether everybody else believe it or not, I believe it. You know, that's kind of important since I have to buy the diesel to come up here. Thanks to my family. I'm glad they could come back. I don't know if we told you, Caleb's a little bit under the weather. His throat was scratchy. We all in this world together, you know, so it don't make any difference what it is. We're in this world together. So my scripture reading for supporting my message today will be coming from Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. When you have it, say amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me read that again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My second reading is 11:1. I wanted to do that one first. And I'm going back 11:1. What is faith? Now, in this same book, this same chapter, says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I can tell you without question, I've heard that, I bet you, at least a million times in church. I have. In fact, I said, that's what they mean when I read it myself. I said, that's what they're talking about. But the truth is, faith. One syllable, single word like that, but you'd be surprised at how complicated that is. You'd be surprised at how complicated. And my inspiration is something like just what we're talking about right here, right now. It's easy to tell someone that you have faith. It's easy. It's especially a tenured Christian, a guy or gal or girl, woman, man, husband, wife, that's been in the church a while. It's easy to say, I have faith. But if you ever had to explain faith to someone that just lost a loved one, someone that has just been broken down to their lowest level of life, or someone who's committing or thinking about committing suicide, then until that happened, until you get to that point, I'm not sure your definition lines up with what God intended. I think it's imperative for us as church members is we have to be prepared for that. We have to be prepared for that. Faith. You know, one of the things that I like about being in God's way and in the church, I got a reference for teaching my family. I ain't got to worry about, regardless how much more smarter they are than me and intelligent than me, I can say my reference for saying this is this. What's that? That's the Bible. The next thing is question is, well, do you believe it? That squat falls squarely in the faith arena. So whenever I get to those points, those situations, those things that come up, Joshua, Caleb, Amon, Dominique, Greg, all of them can look at me and say, well, I'm going to do what Daddy, I'm going to do what Daddy did. For that to work, I have to believe it myself. For that to work. Faith. So when I go through it here, I'm going to go through my lesson here. And I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But for me, as I understand it, my faith get tested every day. I don't know about you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you understand it differently. Maybe we here together can understand it something else. But I get tested because I know. I know from where God brought me. Listen to me. I know y'all get sick of hearing it. I can't tell you about somebody else's life. I can tell you what mine was. Man, I'd just as soon fight as a drop of a hat as it was for you to draw a breath. You hear me? It's a good thing for me to go to the army where fighting is legal. I'd have probably been in the penitentiary. I'm telling you. So, when it comes to me in faith, you got somebody that treats you wrong or do whatever, or you come to these situations, but I got to have enough intestinal fortitude to stand there and look at that and take something that I know 25 years ago, I'd go to your rabbit box on. You hear me? We go into Nuck City. But to get to enough point where my children and them don't see that in me, that's growth. And that's faith. So what I asked is, just listen to me and let us go through together so we can understand this faith thing. So when we get ready to talk, get ready to teach, and get ready to grow, we all growing in the same direction. We want to grow up. We want to grow up. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, by grace ye are saved through faith. That is that not of yourself. It is a gift from God. So from that particular verse alone, you can realize that at some point, all of us have some faith. How are we using it? How are we using it? And what is your faith in? You know, whether you believe it or not, whether you see it or not, we all have some forms of faith. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I just believe that this is going to work. Let me start you off with small examples, and then I can get you back up big, because you're going to run into some problems where you're really going to have to believe. So I need to get you to start you off small. Faith. Substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith. An example of basic faith is you come ready and sit down on that bench. You believed it was going to hold you up. Yes, you did. You did. That's faith. That's faith. Because I could take a piece of newspaper and fold it up and make a chair and say, sit on it. You're going to look at me like I'm Charles Manson. That's going to drop me. Because you don't believe it's going to hold me up. Faith. Simple, plain faith. Faith. When you drive out the car and see that stop sign and hit the brake, you believe it's going to stop. You do. That's faith. That's faith. That's what that is. That you ain't seen it. You don't know if the brakes under the car or not. You don't know. Huh? You don't have a clue. If you think there's no difference in the reaction, go cut your brake lines and then go out there and hit it and see what happens. Watch how big the eyes get when the foot hit the floor. They get like light bulbs. Faith. So, the question becomes, how do we grow our faith and how we move it in the right way? How do we use our faith to teach one another? How do we use our faith to help one another? How do we use our faith to worship God? And if faith is required, without faith it's impossible to believe God. And understand that that means that the lack of faith, you can't please God. So, if it's a component and it's a gift and we got to have it, then we need to learn how to use it. We need to learn how to grow with it. Matthew 8:26. And he said to whom? And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? So we can conclude that that passage, the less faith you have, the more fearful you are. So automatically, it ties right into that emotion that we have to deal with every day. Don't let anybody fool you. Everybody got something that's a little bit reluctant or scared of. Well, maybe it's just me. Let me tell you something. I went to Iraq. I had an M16, a 9mm pistol, and I had a case of thermite grenades. My jaws went to destroy stuff. I'd have towed their butt up if I'd seen any one of them. I told you I pulled my M16 on an Iraqi. But don't you know if they'd have put a Desert Viper in my truck, I'd have gave them the country. Right there. I fear a snake. Fear. I'm telling you, to understand faith, you got to understand yourself. You got to understand yourself. Don't get wrong, because I know there have been some times me and Tony be out there in the garage. And listen to me. I got something I don't have control over, and it's important to me, and I'm working on it. And she come ask me something, you know, I'm subject to have my response influenced by my attitude. You know, sometimes you may snap at somebody. The advantage of faith being in the right place is you look at this and got to understand that thou will be done. I believe through God, whatever it is, it's going to be all right. Now that breathes well, unless you're walking in God's way. That's why faith is so important. So how do we use faith? If you're not able, or you're not convinced by what you believe and not believe yourself, you're going to have a terrible time trying to tell somebody else in that time of sorrow. You're going to have a terrible time trying to convince somebody else that this God, this church that you come into is your reason for living. You're going to have an absolute impossible time trying to convince your child that God is real. If he see the holes in your situation. Faith. I said that, or brought it to you like that, because I got to get you to the point where we understand that faith is not one of them things that you say, I got it, and just leave it right there. That ain't how that works. I'm telling you, you're fooling yourself. Faith, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. You got to believe. For me, my faith come or get challenged more so when it comes to dealing with my children than it does anything else in the world. They're not children. They're young adults now. Some of them are old adults. But they're still mine. Faith. Why am I putting the kind of emphasis in it, and why I want to get it to you is that it's easy when you're not stricken with a problem or don't have some emotional catastrophic event going on in your life to say, I have faith. But when that situation, that snare, that problem gets you down, and you're the head of a household or someone that child is looking up to or your fellow church member coming to you for support, and you got that going on, and I'm looking at you and I'm seeing you cry, you've done me no good. You didn't do God any good either. With faith. So when we talk about faith, it's not a casual cliche that we want to talk about. We want to understand and believe, because in believing that, you also believe that God, not my will, but that your will be done. As I spoke this morning when I was telling you about what Jesus said, if this cup can be taken from me, but thy will be done. I know I told you before, when my brother died, I cried like a baby. Man, that thing, I mean, it tore me to the core. But here's what really got me thinking afterwards. After I turned around, I could see on my children's face what's going on with Dad. This is an airborne paratrooper, tough. I mean, he tough as woodpecker lips, and he broke down. Faith. How do I turn that message around and say it's going to be all right? How do you turn that around? He's looking at his hero. Faith, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let me tell you what I had to do. I had to get in a closer relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus. I had to hurry up and understand that what happened to my brother isn't no different than what's going to happen to each and every one of us. I had to realize and accept that we're not here to stay.